It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me get my machine set here. There we go. Hold on a second there. I take that off, and I think we should be okay.
We're going to present for your approval a novelty picture with an all-midget cast.
I'm not even drinking yet.
Not yet.
Oh, my God. This is BYOB Friday. We want to thank ColorWorks. They hook us up every time when it comes to T-shirts. They're the very best, and we're happy that they made our limited edition Party on the Eights T-shirts that will be on sale tonight at Bungalow Billiards when you come out for the big Party on the Eights. Call James at ColorWorks Promotions in Kensington, 301-933-3559, or online at colorworkspromotions.com. Can we get Ms. McBride to bring back in her McBridian Elk Hound, please?
Is that the breed?
Yes, it's a McBridian Elk Hound.
It's rare.
I had no idea.
Let's bring the hound dog back in here, and we're going to get our very first buzz of the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then we'll bring Liz Winstead and Katie in here. Here we go.
I can't wait. What a great show today.
It is a good one.
And here comes Beth Ann. Why don't you sit down for a little bit with your dog? Yes, the Olympic champion dog known as Bunny.
She tried to bite Oscar.
Did he? So he was telling me the truth?
Yeah.
So the dog does bite.
Well, when any animal it feels threatened or is insecure.
Well, based on looking at this animal, this animal looks like it was threatened when it came out of the mommy's womb.
Hi, sweetie.
Is there anything we can do to? How do you live with this animal?
She's not like this with me.
Buzz, do you have a Benadryl?
I do.
I'm not giving the dog a Benadryl.
If I try,
I didn't say I was going to give it.
She's looking at me like she wants to take a chunk out of my arm.
And that's Beth Ann.
When you say tried to bite Oscar.
She tried. I saw.
Bared the teeth.
A snap.
Yes. Because
Did Oscar friend? Oscar's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. What did he do?
Oscar was being very nice to her. He was trying to get her water. And there was people standing all around her. She's not used to that stimulation.
All right, listen. Calm down.
Yes.
You're uptight. I want you to come.
And she's picking
and Bunny's
up on
that fight.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Bunny is a high buzz.
Do we need headphones for Bunny?
No, I'm the dog.
I want to ask quietly. Now, first of all, I want to be quiet in this studio. And I want to say, is there anything we can do to make... See, I've already been quiet. Is there anything we can do? You have Bunny on a leash.
Yes.
You are just really grabbing. What if you were to let Bunny just walk around the studio loose for a little bit?
Just the studio.
Just the studio.
And no one will open the door.
Nobody open the door in the back. No. See, I'm raising my voice. Nobody open the door in the back, and let's see if Bunny calms down a little bit. And just once she's off the leash, she probably feels very calm.
Now, one question I have, Beth Ann, is she does seem worked up and sort of focused on barking at Mike. When you go home at night,
she's barking at you too.
Oh, just asking.
She doesn't understand.
Do you have treats? Do you have treats?
No, because look at her. She's as big as she needs to be. She only gets the treats in the morning.
You mean like a weight problem?
Hi, Bunny.
How old? She's 13 years old.
She'll be 13.
Now, Buzz seems to be getting along well.
Well, he understands.
Hi, Bunny.
She's trying to tell me. She just doesn't get it.
That's fine.
How about this? Would she be pleased to know that she is the official mascot of the Mike O'Mara Show?
Let me be real quiet.
Okay.
Hi, Bunny.
With Money here for a second.
Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
Passing under the table.
See, that's what we do. If we just keep our voices down and we relax.
Sweet girl.
No, it's not going to work.
It's not.
I swear to God, the dog's brain damaged.
No, she's not.
Hi.
Come here, boo.
Every time I have a moment with your dog,
and
I try to communicate, I'm a dog person.
Okay.
You grab her, and you're overprotective.
And
that's great. She's probably afraid of the little wire here.
Did she ever have a moment in her life when she wasn't like this?
No, she's actually gotten better.
This is better.
I always say God gave her to me because... I'm the only one that would put up with it.
Hi, buddy. Hi, it's okay.
It's okay. I know.
If that
was my mother, I'd feel the same way.
Can I tell you the story?
What,
my mother got her from a flea market.
With or without the fleas.
Jesus, I have never
ever seen
a more hyper dog. Yeah, go ahead. Quietly, though.
Okay.
So we can all be peaceful. This is the story of Bunny.
And they were
Beth Ann's McBridian Elk Hound.
It was 13 years ago. My mother was at a flea market.
Right.
And these kids were going around all day trying to get rid of this litter of puppies, giving them away.
Did they have a table of brain-damaged dogs?
Well, we never saw the other ones.
It was the brain-damaged dog tent, Mike.
She was the last one they couldn't give away.
Was she the runt?
I don't know. I never saw the others.
Right.
So they come
by. Was she
by.
The dog that was over in the corner eating lead paint?
So they come up to my mother. They go, lady, please, this is the last one. And she said, oh, my granddaughter always wanted a dog. And they threw the dog to my mother, and they ran out of the place.
So you inherited the dog from your mother.
And I was angry. And it was Easter weekend. It was Easter Sunday.
Was it now, the first time you'd ever seen a dog in a football helmet?
A dog that was wearing those things that Forrest Gump had on, it, on its legs.
Yeah.
No, I have a question.
Yeah.
If we were to come over to your palatial apartment.
Please don't.
If we, I know. Don't worry. That's never going to happen. But if we were to come over there and you have guests over, what would happen? Does the dog behave like this when you have company?
That's why I don't have company.
You don't have any company ever
again. She has no experience to base that on.
Hey, bunny. Bunny,
John. Okay, so anyway.
How about singing? Music solves the same.
Oh, yeah.
All right, turn the Olympic music
off. She used to like
off.
The ride with McBride.
Sing softly.
Really?
Kidding.
Hey, bunny, I love a parade.
That's the song
she
you
just
choose?
Wants to get out of here.
Look for the union label.
What could I sing? What could I sing? For
Hollaback
that?
Girl.
A lullaby? Or...
Lullaby.
You know what she likes?
Lullaby. Well, we have a couple of dog questions here.
Oh, my baloney has before we a get first the, name. Oh. It's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's
O-M-A-O-R.
Oh, I love to
eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say. Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
That's her favorite.
Mine too.
She calmed down. Yeah. Alex from Vienna, what can I do for you?
Hey, guys.
Alex, turn your radio down, please.
All right, hold on a second. Sorry about
Thank
that.
You.
I just wanted to say that it's obvious that Beth Ann's going to be one of the next people on a dog whisperer with one of those just little yappers.
I really think you could use a dog psychologist. Listen to this. I mean,
I know,
seriously.
I did.
This is all we have to do is have this in the background.
When she was almost 2 years old and still hadn't calmed down, I did get in touch with a pet psychologist in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Right.
And just to talk to this guy was like $75 over the phone.
Right.
And he wanted me to give her medication, and basically they wanted me to drug her, and I just said,
I'd say
I'm
give
not
that
gonna...
guy a promotion, that's what I'd say.
I didn't want
to
drug her.
Let's
so.
Go to Gary in Salt Lake City. Hello, Gary, you're on the
mic.
Will this dog, will this, I have
she's
a serious question.
Animal,
is this dog
like...
going to take a pee? I know she's an animal. I've had dogs. You know whether a dog, is she a biter or is she not? Has she
she's
bitten people?
She's never bitten anyone, but I can tell you. 10 minutes ago, she tried to bite Oscar. I think she was just letting him know.
So has the dog never been experienced to this kind of environment?
She's never been in a radio station.
Oh, she has.
That never shocks
the first
me.
History with
Let's
Latino
give her a nice
Americans.
Round of applause.
She likes
she
that.
Likes applause.
Just like Matt.
Now,
she
Beth
doesn't
Ann,
like me.
No.
She absolutely despises me.
You know what?
Really?
You know what? It's just like my mom's dog. I bet that dog hates men.
Please don't lick that seat. Mr. Auville's butt has been there.
Where'd she learn that?
I don't know.
Gary, thanks so much for the call. Is there anything we can do for you, Gary?
Yes. I just want to tell you it's my birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Good.
You very lucky birthday, 8808. That's
yeah,
a very
I know.
Lucky
can you
birthday.
Believe that?
Yes.
I was just wondering if Beth Ann could give me a spanking.
She doesn't have time. She's taking care of Bunny. Thank you for the call, though, and have a happy birthday. What, Beth Ann?
It's Auntie's birthday.
It's Auntie's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, it works here. You share your birth date with a very sexy lady.
That's right. The big 3-0.
Good. Well, that's.
Gary, I'll give you a T-shirt, though. Stay on hold, okay?
All right. Cool.
All right, happy birthday. Very good. Bunny.
Does Bunny know we're not giving a dollar a bark?
That's the one thing when dogs do that. You got to take her home,
okay,
don't you?
Yeah, I
yeah,
know.
You really do.
Well, she exists.
I'm not gonna,
I have a
I'm
dog.
Not, I cannot stand this dog being in this kind of pain.
I understand.
Very we're frustrating. All,
either take it home or back to the rental agency.
It's a dog.
But just for this segment, and then we'll say goodbye. Matt from Lincoln,
so
Nebraska.
Bunny can stay for the news.
Hey,
you're on the
Mike
O'Mara show. Hi, Matt.
Hey, I was wondering, just hearing that dog barking, could you punch it in the neck?
No, we're not going to punch
that
the dog.
That's a bad approach.
Not going to happen. No, stop that. Janine in Reston, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're just fine, Janine. What can we do for you?
I think Bunny is awfully cute. I think she's great, but I was wondering if I could actually borrow her from Beth Ann the next time you guys play Bark for Cash.
Oh.
Definitely the winner.
Yeah,
because seriously, this dog could make a run for it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm.
But we're not giving away prizes
already.
For it
and
now.
And dogs of employees are not eligible.
Hey,
Bunny
okay.
seems
Alrighty.
To. All right, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. The dog seems to. Every time I see the dog is calming down, you hear that?
Yeah, but it's better. It's not barking. Not barking.
Let's go to John in Woodbridge. John, you're on the Mike O'Bara show.
Hey, Bunny. Yeah, the only thing you need to do for that barking is take about a 3/4 ounce lead pipe. And
oh, now stop. Now, come on, animal abuser. No.
Makes
a sweet dog.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it, Mike?
Hello.
Yeah, about people. Uh-huh. Yeah, like the Jeffrey Dahmers that are calling in right now.
So who are the people that Bunny is comfortable around besides you? I'm sure your daughter.
Yeah,
God,
my mom.
I am so ready for BYOB Friday now.
My old producer.
Bruce in Spokane, Washington. You're
boy
on the show.
Or girl,
hi, Bruce.
This producer.
Hey, guys, and everyone. I'm just curious. They say dogs look like their owner. Has Bunny had breast augmentation surgery?
No, but Bunny in the eyes has that same kind of look that Beth Ann gets sometimes when she's, like, nervous about something on the show. It's like, ha. And Beth Ann has had that same look and barked at me at the same time.
A lot of similarities.
So there are some similarities there, but Bunny's a wonderful dog. All right. I can't stand it anymore.
Okay,
get Bunny out of here. Okay. Bunny, bye, Bunny.
Bye, Bunny. It's been a slice of heaven.
Bye, Bunny. Bunny.
We'll take it.
Bunny. Yes, the story of Bunny, the McBridian Elk Hound, making her debut and final appearance on the Mike O'Mara Show as she is let out. And I guess we'll see you in about 45 minutes with the speed that you drive at. About 45 minutes for you to drive that 3 minutes to your apartment.
Be sure and get a picture of Bunny for MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well-trained and fabulous animal. The gold medal goes to Bunny! Yes, thank you. All right, and
all that pointless running around, and then the dog, too.
It's fun, I tell you.
Well, I liked her.
What a great day it is. You liked Bunny? Mm-hmm.
I liked Beth Ann.
Oh, you liked Beth Ann. I don't think
it does smell more like dog than usual.
I really don't think anyone liked Bunny. Sorry about that. Let's go to our very first buzz of the afternoon. Well, all you, because you know what? That dog was a pain in the ass.
Yes,
I agree.
That dog to home. No dinner tonight.
No dinner. Rob, you punished the dog. What do we have for our first story, Buzz?
Well, recently, first of all, we should recap that John Edwards did admit today that he had a sexual affair, that he lied about it as a presidential candidate. He admitted this to ABC News. The full interview tonight on Nightline at 11:35 Eastern. He says he had an affair with Riel Hunter, but did not love her. He insists he is not the father of her child.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But he also admits he has not taken a paternity test.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
So, yes, thank you very much.
I think we can now.
Well, now the next step will be to find out how he pursues this whole thing or how he reacts to the allegations that he has a love child. Because...
Right.
They've obviously now been proven right with the Inquirer story that he had this affair, and they're the ones that are saying he has a love child as well.
Right.
They obviously have sources that know this, and he's never taken a paternity test,
right.
So we'll see what happens. You know, you're going to find out all this. If the woman comes forward and says that she, you know, has been told by him that he is the father, we'll wait and see what happens. But he's done. I mean, obviously he is done with any kind of political office now.
Sure, sure.
In fact, let me skip down to this. A survey in Britain, and this may also hold up here in other sex news, shows that 1 in 5 mothers has named the wrong father for child support. 1 in 5 mothers has named the wrong father for child support. They do this either to get a richer father or because they slept around enough to be unsure about who the father really is.
Did you read the James Brown account in the Post today?
It's still a mess.
Yeah. Wow.
It is a mess.
He's not buried yet.
Hammond, hey! I mean, that guy, he got around. He got around, and he really, I mean, he wouldn't just pick all the groupies out of the audience. He decided to have a few kids with him, too.
Yeah. I love the fact that the one lady that's still in it, her hyphenated name is Brown Heine.
Brown Heine. Yeah. Hey! Hot pants.
In other sex news by the numbers, a new government report says 250,000 Americans are HIV positive and don't know it.
Really?
Most of that 250,000, of course, are members of high-risk groups like gay and bisexual men and intravenous drug users.
Well, I guess I better stop that heroin habit before the big party of the eights tonight.
Don't share a cup tonight with Matt Goldstein.
No, not at all, whatever you do. But that's really just something that'll grow on your lip.
What does that mean?
Right? I have no idea.
Recently, this program brought you the breaking fashion news that men, inspired by European soccer players, are starting to wear tights under their shorts.
I'm wearing them today.
How do they feel?
I have jeans on, but I have the tights on underneath. And cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
That's magnificent.
They're delightful. I feel fantastic.
Especially since you're waxing yesterday.
Yes. Rob and I both noticed that when we had the waxing yesterday at the grooming lounge, that our eyebrows above our eyebrows.
A little irritated.
Seriously. Well, it looked like it wasn't supposed to be done.
Carrie looked at me this morning. She says, what happened to you?
Yeah, they were the victims of Elena from Romania. She's from Transylvania.
You both look so surprised.
Yes, if we had fallen asleep on her table, she would have removed our blood.
Yeah. All
well,
of it?
Shut the front door and forget about the hosiery for men, because today comes news that men in Europe are also starting to buy and wear pantyhose.
Okay.
A German company is making, forget the tights.
That's
making,
also a warmth factor, right? That's a thermal
that's,
issue.
Let's say that.
Yeah, well, that's what Willie Joe, Joe Willie, Broadway Joe Namath,
sure.
He
mm-hmm.
actually did that back in the 60s.
He did. I remember that. A German company, however, is now marketing pantyhose specifically made for men.
Good.
And now retailers here in the U.S. are selling pantyhose to men.
I want to buy a kilt. I actually do want to buy a kilt. There's a kilt store in my hometown, and I actually want to go buy one. And, you know, if you buy that, then you can wear the pantyhose underneath, and you got the whole package.
Do well, they have big and tall kilts?
I think they do. I think you've seen guys in kilts.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you go to those parades. Some of the fattest guys in the world wear kilts.
But Irish?
Yeah, they've got Irish kilts.
Yeah. Okay, I always thought it was a Scottish
Well,
thing.
It's a Scottish thing, but, I mean, Scottish. I know, like, Irish pipe bands wear kilts. Mm-hmm. I've seen that before. And, you know, what I really want to do is just wear it around the house.
But doesn't the hosiery, though, if you wore pantyhose, doesn't that screw up sort of the traditional wearing of
You're
the
right.
kilt?
You're right. As a matter of fact, we shouldn't have hosiery. We should just have the kilt and nothing
That's right.
And then you have to have the little bag thing that hangs over it.
And the bag thing that hangs under it.
Hey.
Bada bing. Some men say they like the way it reduces the drag between their pants and their legs. Some say it keeps them warmer in colder weather.
I like the way it attracts the drag.
And some say they just like the feel of that tight, sheer fabric against their meticulously shaved legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
That's good. I know. I'm excited about it. You're getting all ramped up for the party already, Buzz.
Yeah, he's all ready to go.
If you're androgynous, seek out Buzz Burbank. He'll be looking for you. Like the woman I saw on America's Got Talent last night. Yes, I watched it.
Mike, what are you doing?
I'm pathetic.
You're smarter than that.
I had it Tyvo'd, and I watched the results show. Going to Hollywood?
Why don't you get yourself a good DVD and look at it?
I just felt like watching it. It just kind of caught my imagination briefly. You know, they were having all these very weird people go on to the I guess the semifinals are in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And there was one woman man who really looked like a woman instead of a man. Yeah. And I was, you know, that fascinates
Julia me. Asked me about that, and I said, I don't know. I don't watch that program.
Was she telling the truth?
Hey.
I'm just
she
kidding.
She was an angel last night.
Okay,
good.
Well, that's
glad
well, she
to hear that.
She's been, you know, abused all week. Greg from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes. What was that dog's name? What was Bethann's dog?
I was a McBridian elk hound, and its name was Bunny.
You got to give Bunny a big piece of chocolate and bring Beluga into the studio. Beluga would never act like that.
You know what? I hate to brag, but Beluga will be, seriously, Beluga will be so cool. Beluga will be cool as the other side of the pillow.
But will Beluga make any noise so that we know that Beluga is here?
No. No, well, you'll hear from... You'll hear this from Beluga. If Beluga comes into the studio, what you hear will be this. Is there a place I can lie down? That's it. Thank you for calling.
I bring my cats in. We won't be able to keep them quiet.
All right.
About 2 hours ago, there was an auction for the rights to some porn site domain names. Among the names up for bid, chubbychicks.com.
Yeah, baby!
ChineseSheMail.com and BigFatBooty.com.
Thank you for that update.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in your Hollywood buzz, Clay Aiken becomes a father. You know, figuratively speaking.
Really?
And in the final buzz, we find out we had more oil than we thought. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Guess what, Rob?
What, Mike?
It's time.
Damn right.
BYOB Friday begins right after this. We'll meet the co-creator of The Daily Show, Liz Winstead, and our friend Katie will be joining us, and we will open a few adult beverages.
All right.
I hope you join us coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.